Something big is sprouting from a clearing in Northern California, something to listen to signals from far off in space. It's a field of radio telescope dishes, and it is the latest attempt to answer the question, are we alone? Reporter Tom Bonsi went to the Hat Creek Observatory, where scientists are hoping to get a more powerful receiver that will help them search for little green men.
10 gleaming antenna dishes swivel and point at the cloudless California sky, probing to the very ends of space.
It was when I checked it, when I came in and checked it, it was like 1.25.
In the control room, scientists and grad students discuss galaxy clusters and strange concepts like dark energy and dark matter.
It appears about 30% of the universe is made up of this dark matter, and no one's really sure what the particles are.
Things are about to get even more interesting. This observatory's mission is expanding with new electronic ears that will listen to hear if we humans have company somewhere out there. Astronomer Marshall Joy looks over a stack of antenna dishes just delivered from the factory. The new construction and the older array sit in a long dry valley between two dormant volcanoes, hours removed from the closest big city. Eventually, the rocky grazing land here will sprout 350 gray antennas that will form a powerful new array.
Just as you now see trees, it'll be kind of a forest of these 6-meter Allen telescopes.
Joyce says the isolated location suits this kind of scientific research.
This is one of the best places for that. It's quite high. You can see that we're in a valley surrounded on all sides either by volcanic lava rims or on one side by Mount Lassen itself.
Radio telescopes pick up the faint energy generated by the motion and combustion of faraway galaxies, stars, even invisible objects. The remoteness here at Hat Creek minimizes interference with man-made signals. Principal designer Jack Welch says the new telescope's primary mission will be a 24/7 search for radio beacons from alien civilizations. Computers have been programmed to pick out certain patterns and sequences in the cosmic hiss that might be deliberate communication. Welch forecasts a revolution in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI for short.
It's a quantum jump. Altogether, we'll increase the capability for SETI observing by about a factor of 100.
And that's what excites donors. The U.S. Space Agency used to pay for this kind of stuff, but Congress nixed all funding in 1993 after some members expressed outrage that tax money was going to search for little green men. Phase one development of the new instrument has been financed by the nonprofit SETI Institute, with money largely from two multimillionaires in Seattle. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen is one, and former chief technology officer Nathan Myhrvold the other.
This isn't some new age thing. This is people building a radio telescope.
Myhrvold is thrilled to see the project become reality, but it will take one more round of fundraising to complete the $26 million array. Currently, astronomers interested in extraterrestrials beg and borrow telescope time wherever they can get it. With this infusion of new equipment, UC Berkeley astronomer Jack Welch is eager to get started on the full-time search for alien life.
The fact that we can be doing observing in many directions at the same time, all the time, at the same time we're carrying on a more conventional radio astronomy program, means that the prospects of finding something is much enhanced.
Uncertainty about the nature or very existence of aliens doesn't bother the 68-year-old veteran professor. He and his partners have a pretty good idea where they want to look and what to listen for. Things that sound like this.
Pulsed signals or narrowband signals probably could be distinguished from other natural things out there. And so those are what we're set up to look for.
This intriguing sound actually comes from a rapidly spinning star called a pulsar. False alarms like this are bound to become more common because the new telescope will be able to search thousands of new star systems. Scientists aren't bothered by the potential for increased disappointments because the chances of actual contact should also increase. First, though, a few earthly practicalities, like permitting, need to be tied up. The University of California says its giant ear to the universe should be fully operational in late 2005. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Shasta County, Northern California.